Situated. Going
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
yes, somehow or some way, we end up being charged for something that we didn't want, and I'd like to cancel and hopefully get my money back.
Okay, just give me just a moment. Let me locate the account here. Okay, please verify the email.
Would have, if I would have, if, okay, jbanks01969 at gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And please verify the street address.
W124S. I'm sorry. My husband's talking to me at the same time. He's giving me my address. It's a long address, and I don't know it by heart. It's W124, S as in Sam, 8276 North Cape Road, Muskego, Wisconsin, 53150.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's see.
Giveaways rock.
And the last four digits of the car number is 0503, January of 2025.
Yeah, that's my debit card. There was a site that said you want a free KitchenAid. All you had to do was pay shipping. I read everything before I click, and now I'm being charged $56.95 along with a $7.95 charge.
Yes, ma'am. Whenever the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, the customer would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website. We send our customers a $125 voucher for them to use on our website if the customer wanted to order more products, just like the one that they received during the shipping and handling charges. So did you order the shipping and handling charge?
I paid the $7.95. It said all you had to do was pay the shipping. And now, which I see that on my bank account, that's fine. I'm not questioning that. What I'm questioning is a charge for $56.95 that was charged today.
Yes, ma'am, and that would be for the membership to our Gadget website, which you should have received.
I don't want no membership.
I
never wanted a membership. It told me I wanted. All I had to do was pay it. I read everything, and I don't even have a receipt anywhere in my email for this.
And then we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%, and we can resend the voucher out to you.
No. You are misunderstanding. Because I'm not paying $56.95 for something that I knew nothing, absolutely nothing about. That is fraud on your end for misrepresentation, not mine.
And we can offer you a 50% of
you can offer me
refund.
My no, you cannot. You will give me my $56.95 back. I don't want your stuff. Your whatever it is, a monthly charge. Absolutely not.
The highest of the refunds that we're able to do, ma'am, is the 50%, and we can resend the voucher out to you.
What voucher? None of that. No. Then you talk to her because I will get that.